This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to consider an appeal of a corner crossing case that's been closely watched by public land advocates, including hunters and landowner groups throughout the West. The court's decision, codified in an order list released last Monday, means that corner crossing remains legal in the 10th Circuit Court states of Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Oklahoma, Kansas, and New Mexico. Elsewhere in the West, including Montana, which has more than 900,000 acres of corner-locked land, corner crossing will continue to exist in a legal gray area. Corner crossing is the act of stepping from adjoining corners of federal land where alternating sections of public and private land meet. Wyoming has more corner-locked land than any other state in the country. The case that the Supreme Court declined to take up involves pharmaceutical executive Fred Eshelman, who unsuccessfully pursued criminal and civil trespassing charges against four hunters from Missouri who used a specially constructed ladder to cross from corner to corner to access public BLM land intermixed with square mile sections of Eshelman's land during a 2021 hunting trip. None of the charges pursued by Eshelman stuck. In March, the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals found that the lower court was correct to hold that the hunters could corner cross as long as they did not physically touch Eshelman's land. The judges referenced the Unlawful Enclosures Act that Congress passed in 1885 to bar landowners from obstructing access to public land. In a filing before the Supreme Court, Eshelman's attorneys wrote that the issue has vast reach, covering a huge portion of the roughly 300 million acres of checkerboard land and affecting landowners throughout the West. Bradley Cape, the lead defendant in the litigation, said that he's glad for the win and remains steadfast in his conviction that the landowners locking up access to checkerboard land have taken the wrong position both morally and legally. Cape said, "The first initial reaction was, 'Awesome, that's great, it's over,' he said. At the same time, it would be cool to win at the Supreme Court level." Ryan Semerad, the attorney representing Cape and his co-defendants, echoed that sentiment, saying it was the right outcome, but also a little bittersweet. "We believe that had the Supreme Court taken up the case, we would have won. If we won all the way up, it would have been a 50-state ruling as opposed to the 6-state ruling we have," Semerad said. The legal ambiguity of corner crossing has vexed both recreationists and landowners for decades. Many public land hunters would like to access corner-locked public land, but are deterred by the threat of criminal or trespassing charges. They argue that they've been denied access to land that belongs to all Americans. Landowners argue that expanding access to these sections of public land comes with a variety of risks, ranging from wildfires and poaching to littering. Jake Schwaller, chair of the Montana chapter of Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, said the existing 10th Circuit Court ruling will have persuasive authority in Montana, but he noted that's not the same as legal precedent. "We'll have to continue in Montana to try to figure it out for ourselves, to go forward in this gray area," Schwaller said. "We would have loved for the clarification, but right now, corner crossing is the law of the land in the 10th Circuit, and that's a really good thing. That should have continuing positive effects for the rest of the West." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.